have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
And you're down for the count. You feel like life has thrown you blows, and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now, more inner life. You are a winner, you just can't lose. Over a chaos, more than a conqueror, Jesus in you. You are a winner, you are born to win. More than a conqueror, power within. You are a winner. Somebody's saying to me now, you just don't understand.
what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Cheer, cheer, cheer.
We struggle in life, we often do wrong and we seldom do right. Parents bust a fight in front of the kids. When they become babies, they do what you did. The generation comes, go right down the line. Resentment in the heart, breathing unstable lines. When we recognize the damage we've done, how can you be your father when you never raised your son? Brother, prop your brakes before it's too late. My daughter was 15 on the first date. We learn from mistakes, the wisdom, the truth. Jesus Christ can make the old to new. I give him the praise for all that he gave. His son Jesus Christ rose from the grave. Ask and receive his blessings and his love. My father
come on, where we
come from? Power in the blood.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everybody. It is Thursday, and we are thankful. Absolutely thankful, thankful, thankful. I'm so glad to be sharing with you today. I just had like a conflict, a little hiccup in my schedule today, but I'm glad to be here. So we're going to be brief on today, but I have something that I think will be so helpful, especially to young minds, who think they're just going to roll free. I do want to say to you that there is a thing called investing, and I want to talk about investing, but first let us pray. Father God, we come to thank you now. We bless you and magnify your holy and righteous name, for we know, Lord, that you are worthy of all of our praise. Dear God, we thank you for every opportunity to connect with others who love you, and Lord God, to plant seed along the way, Lord God, to recognize that we're ever growing, ever learning, and dear God, we thank you that we can glean from each other. We pray a special blessing up on Ms. Kimmy Kim, the producer, the founder, the visionary behind this podcast and others in the Elation family. We thank you for the Elation family, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, for everyone who taps in and checks out all the things that we're sharing, the knowledge that we are dropping every week. And God, we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, we say amen and thank God. Well, this is Loretta Petit. She is, and I am, the one and only that is the host of this podcast. Yes, this is the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. We recognize that we're nothing apart from God, but because of God, we are. And we give God the praise. So on tonight, I want to share with you briefly on invest. Invest is the topic. Invest. And we know when we talk about investing, we're talking about putting something in. Generally, we're talking about money, putting something in so that we can at some times get something out. But investing, my friend, is not just money. Investing can also be other things like your time. Investing could be like your talent. Investing could be, you know, like you can give somebody like some type of something to connect with their something, to connect with someone else's something. Somebody could say, okay, I'm going to give my talent on this. Somebody else said, I'm going to give you my list of resources on this. And so, you know, all of that's a part of what we call investing. I had a blessed opportunity that held me up today sharing with an organization called Queens. And the Queens, they invest in young people, girls, helping girls to understand, you know, their value, their worth. And that's right up my alley. And I love, love, love supporting that kind of vision. I love encouraging young minds to know their worth and to understand their value and to be confident, to find their voice, to center themselves, and to know how to focus on moving forward. So that took my attention today and some of my time. Wanted to show support for these young ladies who's just learning what life is about. And so I wanted to share a part of that message, because the message that I have to talk about today is not just for preteens or teenagers or younger. It's also for adults. It's for adults, because all of us did not come out the gate at the same time. We didn't come out the gate prepared with the same type of equipment or the same type of support. We didn't all come out the gate knowing who we were or come out the gate understanding our value and our worth. We all came out at a different time. We came out at different levels. We came out with different levels of preparedness. So I want to talk about invest today, invest. And I use the invest as an acronym to make my very deliberate points on today. When I talk about invest, I want to look at the letter I. And I know you can tell I'm out and about by a big truck that's roaring for some reason. Out of all of the places it could be, it's next to me. But when we talk about the letter I, we want to talk about include. The word include means to gather up, to put in. Include is inside of the circle. The I is for include. Include, when you're making your investment, What's major for you? What's major for you? If you can vision yourself creating a vision board, you want to include on that vision board those things that are major to you. For me, I thank God for the speaking gift. I speak. I emcee. I also, of course, with ministry, I'm an officiant for weddings. I christen babies. I officiate at funerals. So all of that's in line with my speaking gift, the calling that God has on me. He gives me a word of knowledge. He gives me a word of wisdom. Sometimes he puts a word of prophecy in my mouth. That is a gift, a calling from God. That's what's major to me. I've got to protect it. I've got to be sure to use it wisely. I've got to be sure to thank God along the way for using me in his big scheme of things. Your thing could be paint on canvas. You just do an extraordinarily good job. And you say, well, how can I help others with that? Yes, you can, because, you know, art sometimes can, you know, break a person's hardcore spirit and turn that warmth around because they love what they see. Music does that. You know, whatever the thing is, I want you to put on that vision board, what's major for you? That's the I in investment. Include the things that are major for you. Your thing might not be any of what I just talked about. It could be, you know, my family is important to me. So I want to do things that's going to bless families. You know, I want to grow into things that I can use to help families. So whatever it is, invest in you by including what's major to you. The second thing is the letter N. Navigate your life in a way that's relevant to you and uplifting to your community. So you want to navigate your life to do those things. You know, it's not all about play. Life is about, you know, making some sure steps and thinking ahead of the game. All too often, many people think about the here and now. They don't think about what's up ahead. What am I going to need resources for? What am I going to need money for? What am I going to need people for? Think out of the box. Think up ahead, not just today and the rest of this month, but let's look ahead. Navigate your life in a way where you will include all of these things as you go, what's relevant to you and uplifting for your community. The letter V is for visualize. You've got to see yourself with it. See yourself with it. See yourself doing it. See yourself at that place where you want to be. I was listening to a testimony of Oprah Winfrey. I fell asleep on the couch, and I woke up in the middle of the night, and my channels had, you know, moved on to an Oprah Winfrey video. She was talking about being interested in the color purple book, and she was very interested, and she said, oh, she loved that book so much she went and bought other books and gave them to other people and said, read this book. She said she didn't have a book club at that time, but she was very interested, and she looked at a part in that book, and she said, oh, my God, I love this book. And she heard there was going to be a movie made out of it. She said, oh, I want to be in that movie. She visualized herself with that part. She visualized it. She didn't know who to contact, who to talk to, but she visualized it. And you might be saying, oh, that's Oprah Winfrey, but no, it didn't go down like that. You have to hear the testimony. And the way it worked out was she said, I would just be the least of all. I don't mind what I'm doing. Just want to be a part of it. And the way it turned out, she was called to be a part of another movie. And it was not really another movie, but they were camouflaging the fact that they were actually casting for The Color Purple to throw people off so nobody would know. And lo and behold, she did get a part in it. So she visualized herself with it. And sometimes visualization, it manifests things in a way we don't understand. And also it helps us to focus all of our energies to go toward that thing. So visualization is good. So we want to include things that's major for us, navigate our lives in a way that's going to be relevant to us and uplifting to our community. We want to visualize ourselves there. E, we want to educate ourselves, be a life learner. Don't turn away from education. That is dealing with the thing that's major to you. Find seminars, find workshops, and, you know, even go to junior college and, you know, brush up on that thing that's major for you, that thing you feel is your calling, that thing that's your passion, that thing that you feel may be your assignment. Educate. The S is for seek out counsel, not just any old counsel, not just opinions. Opinions are free. Everyone has one. You want to seek out wise counsel, godly counsel. So seek out that counsel as you invest in yourself and where you're trying to go. And you want to, for the letter T, track your progress. Tell others too. Once you see that you're moving forward and it's working for you, tell others how to get on their path. Tell others what's working for you. And then tell your testimony of how you went from point A all the way to Z, or from point A to B, or from point B to C. Tell it. Talk about it. Tell them where you're going next, so that that would, of course, make you want to keep your word and focus and work harder to get to your next place, your next. We're always looking for that next, but it's going to take a plan. It's going to take a strategy. It's going to take visualization. It's going to take investment. So track your progress. Tell others, and you want to show them how to go forth in their greatness too. So when we talk about invest, we're looking to get something out of that investment. When you include what's major to you, navigate your life, when you visualize where you want to be, see yourself with it, when you educate yourself even the more, when you seek out wise counsel, when you stay focused even, and when you track your progress, you will see that there's some growth. And the investment will yield a return in that you will see yourself inside of that thing that you set out to accomplish. And if you don't see yourself in it yet, you keep doing what you've been doing because you're closer now than when you first began. So don't forget, it's important to invest. You can invest in a lot of things, but never negate investing in yourself. Get away from the naysayers, the people who say you can't. Get away from the dream stealers who's trying to take what you have because they have more money and they can do it quicker and they feel they can do it better. But always know this, no one can bring to it what you can bring to it. We all can do a thing, but can't nobody do it quite like you. So again, you can invest in a lot of things, but never forget to invest in yourself. And I hope today that this has been a blessing to you, an eye-opener even, something that resonated with you that you want to just take and you want to work it. I want to encourage you to do that because we miss all the shots we don't take. And we're still, underneath because we never felt worthy enough to get above. Or we got let other things take our priority, take our attention. I'm guilty too. I gave all of my resources away. I gave all of my time away. I gave my gift, and I didn't, look for ways where it could also bless my family. Or I gave too much here, and I didn't give enough study there. Maybe I gave too much time, and I didn't take time for me. I didn't take time to hone the gift, to sharpen my iron. So it's just different reasons why we got stuck or we snagged ourselves or we didn't get where we were trying to go. But I do want to encourage you. Now that I know better, I do better. And I want to encourage you to do the same. Invest in you. This has been the Loretta Petit Show, Women Winning at Life, from Ministry to Marketplace. If you missed some of those steps, you can reach out to me via email, LorettaReviews@gmail.com. That's LorettaReviews@gmail.com. God is good. God is awesome. God is magnanimous. He is worthy of all of the praise we can muster up. God has given it all to us. Sometimes as believers, we sit and we sit and we sit and we say, God's going to do it. God's going to do it. Oh, God's going to do that. Oh, God, if God wants me with it, God knows how to do this. Oh, God's going to. No, God is waiting for us sometimes to get up and to go after what we want, what he has deposited in our spirit, because he's already put it in the earth realm. All we've got to do is bring in the sheaves, honey. All we've got to do is just bring in the sheaves. But again, it's going to take a plan. It's going to take a strategy so you don't get distracted. I pray today that you have been blessed. I'm Loretta Petit. I pray that you have a great week as well. God bless you. God keep you. This is my prayer. Bye-bye.
gonna praise him with a song. All day long, all day long, all day long.
I'm gonna praise him with a song.
Y'all think y'all got it?
All day long.
It's a real simple song.
Everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.